But that narrative is being challenged now because the continent has not been doing well in the last 2 years. It had been growing at 5% per annum for the last 1.5 decades. But this year it's forecast to grow at 3%. Why? In an uncertain global environment, commodity prices have fallen. Many of the economies are still commodity driven, and therefore their performance has slipped. And now the issue of Brexit doesn't make it any easier. I never knew that the Brexit could happen and that it could be one of the things that would cause global uncertainty such as we have. So now we've got this situation. And I think it's time to take stock and to say, what were the things that the African countries did right? What did they do wrong? How do we build on all of this and learn lessons so that we can keep Africa rising? So let me talk about 6 things that I think we did right. The first is managing our economies better. The 80s and 90s were the lost decades when Africa was not doing well. And some of you will remember an Economist cover that said the lost continent. But in the 2000s, policymakers learned that they needed to manage the macroeconomic environment better to assure stability, keep inflation low in single digits, keep their fiscal deficits low, below 3% of GDP, give investors, both domestic and foreign, some stability so that they'll have confidence to invest in these economies. So that was number one.